How to price your Airbnb to get the highest revenue possible. This is probably the number one thing. And when you have an Airbnb, you have a property, whether you own it or rent and sublease it on Airbnb, you don't want to leave money on the table. You have to be competitive, especially in a low market. In the low season, it is where you need to really sharpen your skills to price it right so you can have more guests coming to your place and maximize your revenue. So how do you get the right price so you can maximize revenue for your listing? Well, you have three choices. Number one, you can do what I would call pretty much nothing. Either have a flat price for the week and a flat price for the weekend that is a bit higher. And that's a bad strategy. However, I still see it a lot. I mean, check out yourself, Airbnb properties, the calendar, and you will see some people just price it this way because it is just simple. But they leave so much money on the table. The second option is to use pricing tools, such as Beyond Pricing, Price Labs, Wheelhouse Pricing, and so on. And those are certainly very analytical, but I've done it before and you would spend hours just trying to optimize the price, changing it up, changing it down, what is the base price, forcing the price on the weekend because you think it's too low, and that's just not really working. It's just way too time consuming and still you leave money on the table. So the third option is actually an option that I decided to develop. It's called CashFlowCal because I didn't see the tool out there to get the highest revenue possible for my own Airbnb. So I decided to develop this tool that is based on the occupancy rate with different timelines, 30, 60, 90 days, to see in which direction you need to change your pricing to be competitive. So it's a very simple pricing tool, and then you can simply change it every week or every month so that you can have the highest revenue possible. So check it out. It is cashflowcal.com.